This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. A state of emergency has been lifted in the Philippines 1 week after the president invoked it. President Gloria Arroyo was trying to stop what she claimed was a coup attempt. She accused members of the military working with help from the political opposition and communist rebels. All this came amid a battle over allegations of corruption and vote rigging in the 2004 presidential elections there. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
People power has brought down two Filipino presidents, the dictator Marcos in 1986 and the democratically elected former movie actor Joseph Estrada in 2001. For a while last Friday, it looked as if people power might claim a third, as thousands protested the state of emergency and the continued rule of President Arroyo. But the previous people power revolts had two things in common: enough people on the streets and enough backing from the military. Last Friday's demonstrations ultimately lacked both. Several subsequent opposition efforts in the past week failed as well. All this despite polls that show most Filipinos believe allegations of vote rigging against President Arroyo. Cabinet Secretary and Presidential Advisor Ricardo Saludo offers a possible explanation why the opposition effort failed.
There was another survey conducted, and they asked people, would you join people power protests to bring down a president who had been proven to have cheated? 78% said no. They felt no real change would happen, even if you change the government. And there were also those who felt that there was no real alternative to the current president.
A cynical and apathetic electorate is one reason why the opposition effort failed. A divided military is another. Most of the military's senior leadership sided with President Arroyo during last week's alleged coup attempt. Those perceived to have been supporters of the coup were relieved or reassigned. Joel Rocamora heads Manila's Institute for Popular Democracy. He says President Arroyo has won this battle, though the war, he says, is far from over.
For sure, as far as military involvement is concerned, it's back to the drawing boards for anti-Arroyo military people. And they've suffered serious setbacks. But those guys are still there. And the administration and the top leadership of the military is unwilling and unable to really wipe out the virus, the political virus within the military. When it can come out again, in what form, we don't know.
Until it does, President Arroyo appears to have survived yet another attempt to unseat her. And a confident-looking Arroyo went on national television today to announce the lifting of the state of emergency.
Sa makatwid, ayon sa kapangyarihang kaloob sa akin ang saligang batas, pinapahayag ko na mula sa sandaling ito, hindi na umiiral ang state of emergency.
Arroyo said the clear and present danger to her administration that prompted the state of emergency has passed, and that she firmly believes that order has been restored. Lifting the decree after just 1 week will reassure both investors and foreign governments worried about continued political uncertainty. And both the Philippine stock market and the peso have returned to roughly where they were before the state of emergency was declared. Randy David, a university professor and columnist, was arrested during last week's protest, then released. He is a fierce critic of President Arroyo, but says she may last longer than he'd hoped and expected a week ago, especially if the economy improves.
If there is a rise in the price of exported goods from the Philippines, if there is suddenly a demand for more call center seats in the Philippines, if she's blessed with a vibrant global economy, and suddenly investments start coming in, regardless of our political instability, that will certainly perk up the economy and more or less make people forget some of the political problems.
Some people will forget, but the opposition will continue its efforts to unseat her, aided by disgruntled elements in the military. Guillermo Luz heads a group of influential business leaders called the Makati Business Club. He says the best way to resolve the current political crisis is for President Arroyo to follow the lead of Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. Both leaders have several years left on their term. But last week, on the same day that President Arroyo declared a state of emergency, the embattled Thai Prime Minister decided to silence his opposition critics by calling snap elections and letting the people decide. The Makati Business Club's Guillermo Luz.
If she wanted to receive a mandate and find out whether people will really respect her, that's what she should do. call a snap election and put her mandate on the line, clean up the electoral process and allow people to vote, and let's try to ensure this time the credibility and the accuracy of the vote count.
President Arroyo is unlikely to heed that advice. She says she intends to finish her six-year term, which expires in 2010. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.